on Chafheim and Beis. So the Gemara had a shaila whether there was a pious for every separate avoda, or one gigantic pious, and then whoever was zochen that to the right, everybody then would go successively and get the next avoda. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohoya pious lamachta. Yehuda says that the one that would take the machta with the coals and put the coals on the inside mizbeach, so the Kohen who was machta the ktoris would be able to be machta the ktoris, there was no pious for the machta. Now the Kohen shezocha biktoris, omer lezeh she'imo zechei mi b'machta. The Kohen who got the ktoris would turn to the one next to him and say, you what's it called, take the machta. So it seems that that's only so you see there was no separate pious for the machta. See Rashi, lo hi pious lemachta. So male, the same thing was for the other avodas, that there was no separate pious. Okay, with the pious for me machtir, that was a pious by itself, was only for the ktoris, and the other one, the next one in line, got mashma, that the other avodas were the same thing, and then the next one in line got the next avod, and so on. Lo haya pious lemachta, k'shoy mathisim l'ktoris, k'nishnar masnisim, chadoshim l'ktoris bol v'thisu. One of the four paisos was for the ktoris. V'aktoris tzricha shnei kohanim. The ktoris needed two kohanim. Echot shemolich haktoris l'heichal maktiro. One who brought the ktoris into the heichal and was maktirin on the mizbeach hazohav. V'echot shechose gecholim me'al mizbeach hachitzol. And one who took coals off the outside mizbeach. He brought those coals into the heichal. The nosin ala mizbeach apnimi, he put on the golden mizbeach in the heichal. Lahakdiris haktoris aleihem, and then the kohen who was makdir the ktoris would pour the ktoris over the coals that the other kohen brought in. Kidafin lekamon mikroi shegachli mizbeach apnimi nitalim mizbeach achitzim b'chayom. We learn from Psukim later on that the coals that you were makdir the ktoris on came from the outside mizbeach. The Kamar of Yehuda lohayu meithisin mishesoch b'machta ela miyishke b'ktoris. When they made this pious right of chadoshim l'ktoris, they only made the pious for the ktoris itself, but the machta the next person in line got. Umishesoch ba omer lezeh b'yamino zechei mi b'machta. You see from here that Mustamad, it was the same thing by all the other avodos. The pious was on the first avoda, and then you went in succession. Tosa says, why bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda? Bring a raya from the Tanakhama that there was a pious. It's only Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was no pious for the machta. Right? So Tosa says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bichlal, the what's it called, the Kohen who got the Ktoris could have done the machta himself. Usually you tell the guy next to him, he didn't have to. The Tanakhama holds that the guy next to him had to get it. So really there's no machlokus whether there was a pious for the machta or not. There was none according to everybody. The shaila was, could the one who got the Ktoris do it himself, or did he have to tell the guy next to him or whatever? Okay, so in any case, so everybody holds there was no pious for the machta. What? No, because I'm saying even according to Behuda, there was Bechlal, no Indian that he had in Mizach, the second guy. The Ktoris got himself.
That's why he didn't need a pious.
No, I'm saying, so what's it called? So that's the Gemara's answer. Shani Machto Ktoris, the Chad Avodi. That's the Gemara's Teret. That the reason there was no pious to the Machto, because it was included in the Ktoris, it's all one Avoda. Masha'en Kane, what's it called? Other Avodas that are not included. There you had a separate pious. So you can't bring a raya from the machta.
But Tanakhama holds it was two separate.
What? No, he also holds it was one avoda. Memela, what's it called? That, there you need a separate pious. Right? Rabbi Yehuda held it was such a one avoda that the first coin got both. Okay. Okay. Ikad v'amrei. Dafka machta uktoris v'chad avoda hi. That's the other way around. Right? Let's bring a raya from the fact that Dafka, the Ktoris, and the Machta didn't have a separate pious, because it was all one avoda. Mashma, other things, did have a separate pious. Avoshar avoda is boy pious. Moshe says, no, Machta, it's Terichale. The special reason why, if it wouldn't have been that it was one avoda, there would be a special pious for the Ktoris and Machta, separately. even though by other avodos there was no pious separate. Why? So kedaita chamina hoyvelo shchicha umaatra. Since it's not an avoda that shchiach, meaning it was only two times a day, and you couldn't bring stam ktoris. Ktoris was only that ktoris, unlike other korbanos that you could bring korbanos yachid or whatever, and it made you rich. So there'd be a lot of fighting over this avoda. So therefore, niskin le pious bifnei atzma. Even though all the avodas didn't need a separate pious, only the what's it called the first avoda had a pious. But here I might think that you should make a separate pious bedafka kamash malan. Since it's one avoda, you don't make that special pious. But don't learn from here that everything else that wasn't one avoda had a separate pious kamash malan. So there's no raya from here one way or the other. Toshma. The Tani Rabchia, lo lechol avoda v'avoda mefis mefaisin el kohen shezocha betamid shnei masor echa v'kohanim nimshachim imo shema minon. Ferish a brayso Rabchia that there wasn't a separate pious for each avoda. There was one pious for the first avoda, and every avoda after that, what's it called? The person in line got the next person in line got that avoda. So here it's ferish a brayso to answer our shaila. That there wasn't a separate pious for each avoda. Rashi hovelo shchicha haktoris ela pamayim liyom. Ktoris only came twice a day. She'ein haktoris bonedova. No one could bring ktoris on his own. What's it called? Voluntarily. The only ktoris he brought was twice a day. That was it. Uma asro masheres esoskimba. Anybody who's oskik in the ktoris gets rich. Not only the person who's makta the ktoris, even the person who brings the coals in. Kid amrin lekam bepirkin. Okay. Go on. Iboyalahu. Payasheni. Iboyalahu. Mima kabel. Right? It says shochet and zorek. There's two avodas between the shrit and the zrika. Kabbalah sadam and holacha. So the Gemara asks, who did the Kabbalah sadam? Conceivably, the person who shechted could also be makabel adam. The Kohen Gadol did that on Yom Kippur. So it's possible that the shochet should also be the makabel. Doesn't mention who the makabel is. Or it's possible the Zorek is the one who's Makabel. He's Makabel Adam, brings it to the Mizbeach, and is Zorek it. So the Shaila is, which of the two? There wasn't a separate person who's Makabel Adam. It's either the Shochet or the Zorek. Otherwise there should have been a separate thing. Mi Shochet, mi Makabel, mi Holech, mi Zorek. Right, so it must have been one of the people that already mentioned did the Holocha and the Kabbalah. The Gemara only asks about the Kabbalah because it was obvious that the Holocha was done by the what's it called whoever was Makabel was also Molech, so it like includes them together. So who's Makabel? Shochet Makabel? Possible the Shochet was Makabel Adam. The Iomra Zorik Makabel Agav Chavivusei Lo Makabel Elekulei Dam, because maybe the preferable the Shochet should be Makabel, right? Because if the Zorik is Makabel, he's going to be in such a rush to do the Zrika, which is a more chashuv avoda, that he won't be makabel all the dam. He'll rush and makabel a portion of the dam and not wait till the rest drips out. And the halacha is that you have to makabel the whole dam.
Only a coin can do it.
Right, only a coin can do it. Right. Oh, Dilma Zorik makabel. Or maybe no, the Zorik is the one who's makabel. Why? The Iyam Shochet makabel, Zim and the Shochet Zar. Sometimes a Kohen didn't have to shech, and a Zor would be shochet. He's not allowed to be makabel, then you'd have to have the Zorek be makabel. So you might as well make it standard. The Zorek is also always makabel adam. That's the Shaila. Rashi. Mi makabel dam hatomid. Kivin delo monolob masnisan. Kohen shema mino achad mehani ovidla. Since it didn't mention a separate Kohen for the Kabbalah, one of the people already got an avodah, they're doing it. So it's either the Shochet or the Zorek. Agav chavavu say the Zrika, shehi avodah shmizbeach, lo makabel el kol adam. If the person who got the Zrika could also got at the Kabbalah, we may be afraid that he won't be Makabel all the dam in his haste to go and do the Ikar Avoda, which is the Zrika. So we learn that you have to be Makabel, the Chatchil, you have to Makabel all the dam that comes out. Zim and the Shochet Zor. On the other hand, if we let the Shochet be Makabel, sometimes a Zor will be Shochet, Shashchita Ksheira Bazar. Because Shechita could be, even though the Kohanim usually held that privilege for themselves to shech the Tamid, but it's possible that a Zor could shech. A Kabbalah Psulabon, a Zor can't be Makabal Adam. Shenemar, v'shochet has been a boker, the krivu hakohanim is hadom, right? The pasuk says you shecht, and then the kohanim are makriv the dam. Makriv means a makabalit, molichit, and zorikit. Right? V'zorkom is beach. Makabal and molich. That's called the hikrivu hakohanim. So there it says kohanim. Mikabala ve'elach mitzakuna. From the time of Kabbalah Saddam and onward, has to be kohanim. Limed ala shchita shikshir bazar. But the shchita could be kosher bazar. Okay, so now we have a shayla. Who is makabal v'dam? If a kohen shecht, is he makabal? Or is the zorik makabal? Toshma. Ben Cotton also Yudbe's dad Lakior. Ben Cotton made a gigantic kior. What's it called? He made 12 spigots for the kior, that 12 kohanim could wash their hands and feet from the kior at the same time. Today Shiu Yudbe's echel kohanim hasukim betomid mekachim midem v'raglem v'vasachas. The Isol gadaitach shochet mekabel tleiser have, right? L'chora. What do you mean you have 12 kohanim? There are 13 avodas by the Talmud, right? So why do you need only 12 Kohanim? So if you say that the Shochet was not Mekabel the Dam, he only Shechted, even if a Kohen Shecht, since it's an Avoda that's Ksheira Bazaar, you don't need Netilas Shadayim for it. So he doesn't count. So you have 12 other Kohanim from the Mekabel, who is the Zorek, and 11 others. But if you hold that the Shochet was always Mekabel, that means the first Kohen had to wash his hands because he also was Mekabel. And there was a separate Kohen, it was Zorei. So he also had to wash his hands. That means there were 13 Kohanim. So why do you only make 12 spigots? You needed 13 spigots. Must be that the Shochet is not Mekabel, and he only shechts, and he doesn't have to wash his hands. And from Kabbalah and on, which is the Zorei is Mekabel, is only 12 Kohanim. If you hold that the Shochet is always Mekabel, then there's 13 Kohanim, because the Shochet has to wash his hands too because of Kabbalah. From here we learn that the Zorek was Mekabel and not the Shochet, and therefore the Shochet, one of Shochet, if he was a Zor, for sure he didn't need Mitzvah Shadayim. And if he was a Kohen, he also didn't need, since that Avod is Ksheru Bizar, Rashi. Then Kotten Kohen Gadlhoi. Yud Beis Dadim Shoy Yotzek Bohen Mayim. Right? There were 12 spigots to the Kior that he made. Tleiser Havi Shari Shloshes Re Avodas Nimnu Mishosenu. Avodas Pais Atomit. 13 Avodas are mentioned. Mishochet, Mizorek, if you count them, there's 13. Elish Ashchita Enetuna Kinishadayim Raglayim. The shechita itself doesn't need washing your hands and feet. Afilu k'shiba kohen, even if a kohen does it. Why? L'fishi avoda shekshera bazar, since it's an avoda that's kosher, even without a kohen, it's not a choshev enough avoda to need what's it called netilas shadayim, rechitza shadayim raglayim. The e amar shochet mekabel, but if you hold the shochet is always mekabel, then the shochet vadi has to wash his hands because of the kabbalah. So then you need 13 spigots. Nimtza shu torch lekadosh yodav rabbi mishula kabbalah. Okay. Go on.
Just because the zor gets is allowed to do it, therefore you don't need to shidayim rabbi.
Right. So not considering avodah chashuva that you need until shidayim for. Okay. Okay. Omer ben Azay lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Tana rabbanan. Ketzad derech hilucho. Right. Rabbi Akiva said, or ben Azay said in front of Rabbi Akiva, that you bring the avarim the way that the animal walks. We did. Oh yeah, we should. We also have what's it called, a mishnah. Shochet hashochet says the shochet shechted, the kibel hamakabel, and masha somebody else was makabel. Ubalo, and that person was makabel. Bolo lizrok shmamino. So you see, b'theirish that the zorek is the one who's makabel. Meseches Tomim is a mission that says that the Feirish Ubala Lizro Karsinan, and that person's Makabel is Zorik Adab. Okay, Derech Hilucho, right, that you go from the head down, the way that the animal walks, even though we'll see that there is an exception according to everybody, that the regel, the back right leg, always goes together with the head. No matter what the order is, those two things come first, the head and the back right foot. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Derech Hilucho, Harosh V'Haregel, Right? Again, that's not derech hiluchol necessarily, the Rosh and the Regel. But what's it called? They say that there is a connection. I think the Meiri says that when the animal picks up its head, its back right foot goes up with it. That's when it's they go together. The head and the back right foot somehow go together. Others hold that Rashi says the reason that the regal goes with the rosh because the rosh doesn't have too much meat on it. It's all bone. So in order to make the haktara of the rosh chashuv, you always brought the back right foot with it, separate. And the Rishalmi says what I told you, that the Rishalmi, it's not the Miri, the Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, the Miri brings down this Rishalmi, that when the animal picks up its head, its right foot gets picked up. So they go together. Okay. So what is Derech Hilucho? First comes the head, and for whatever reason, the right back foot together with that, but that's not part of the order. Then the chest, that's the next thing that goes when the animal walks. The Hagara, the what's it called? The Gara is the neck. Ushteyodayim, the four arms, the four legs, the front two legs. Ushteydefanos, and the sides, the flanks. And then the tail. The Haregel, and the left back foot after that. Okay. It's not exactly Derech Hilucho, because the tail goes last. Okay, we'll see though once again. One second, but the Maisa, this is Derech Hilucho that Ben Azai said.
Isn't that together? Or he gets Beregel
together? Right, but it's not in the right order. It said Regel and Ukitz.
Well, it is the same person.
Right, but it should have mentioned, if it's going Derech Hilucho, it should have mentioned the Regel before the Ukitz. Rabbi Yossi Omer Derech Efsheto Hayakariv. Rabbi Yossi says that the way that you brought the Eivorim to be Makdir was the same way that you, the same Eivorim, the order of the Eivorim that you take the hide off. How you skin the animal. Ketzat, Derech Efsheto, how do you skin the animal? Harosh Varegel, again, the head always comes first, we'll see the Pasuk. And together with the head, for some reason, goes the back left leg. Then, Ha'ukitz, when you skin the animal, you skin it from the tail towards the head. So then comes the tail, the haregel, then the back left foot, ushtei defanos, and then the flanks, ushtei ayodain, then the front feet, and then hechaza, then you take it off the what's it called, the chest, the hagar, and the neck. So it's really backwards. When you skin the animal, you skin it the opposite way that it walks forward. You skin it from the back forward. Rabbi Akiva Omer Derech Nitucho Yakarit. Rabbi Akiva says the way that you butcher it, if you cut it into pieces, that's the order of the Haktoras Eivarim. Okay, it's a Derech Nitucho. What's that order? Harosh Varegel again, the head and the back right foot. Shtei Yodayim, then the front feet. They cut them off next. Now when you butcher it, take off the appendages first. Then hechaza, then after you take off the front feet, so then you take off the chest. The hagara, then the neck. Ushtei defanos, then the flanks. The haokets, and then the tail, and then the back left foot. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer Derech Ilu Yohayakorit. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it was brought according to the chashivas of the Eivorim. Right, they were brought in the order of their importance. Ketzav derech iluyo. What's the derech importance of the thing? Harosh haregel again, head and the back right foot. Then the chest, then the neck, then the flanks. Shdeiad funos, the haokets, and then the tail, the haregel, and the back left foot. And then shdeiodayin on the two front feet. Ayvmar says v'haksiv kol nesach tov yerech v'koseif. Right, lechoris mashma from this that the good pieces of the meat, the yerech comes first. In other words, the that's more choshev than the kosef, than the shoulder. Right, see Rashi till here. Derech hilucho shel tzad harosh kodem min hakodem kodem. The ivarim are brought from the head down towards the tail. That's the order, the way the animal walks. Harosh va'regel shal yamin, v'divrei hakol kodmin. Everybody holds no matter what the order is, the head and the right back foot go first. Mikra Yolat Lakam. The words I'll learn from a pasuk later on. Derech Efsheto Mitzad Haraglayim Mitzad Harosh. When you mafshit, when you skin the animal, you skin it backwards, from the back to the front. Derech Nitucho Kaseder Shemenatkin Also LaAcher Efsheto Aver Acher Aver. The way you butcher it after it's skinned, so you butcher it. What's it called? By taking first the appendages and then the body itself. The Seder Nitucho Mefurish Maseches Tomid Kamoshu Sidur Kan. It says how they used to butcher the korbanos, which is the same order over here that the Gemara says is how you brought the avarim according to that man the Omer. No sin called aver ve'aver l'misha zochemo. As you butcher it, you give that aver to the person who is zoche and let him bring it to the mizbeach. The kulan omdim shom achikablu shom kulan, and they all stand there and wait till everybody gets. They don't bring their aver to the mizbeach until everybody's holding their avarim. Then one by one they have a procession to put the Avarim on the Kevesh, and then they take them off the Kevesh and put them on the Mizbeach. The Seder Holochos and Pligay, Hani Tanoi, Maram or Hachi Maram. What is the Machlokus over here is what was the procession, the order of the procession of Avarim to the Kevesh. Hachi Garcin and Kates of Derech Nitucho, Harosh Vaharegel, Ushtei Yodav. This is the proper Girsa. The way it's the nituach is first the head, the back left, the back right foot, then the two front arms, the achaza, then the chest, then the neck, ushtei adefanos, and then the flanks, the tail, and the back left foot. Derech iluyo, derech meitav shelo, umivchar nesachav. It was brought according to the chashivas of the evarim. The order of the evarim was according to their importance. Hamuvchar kodem, whichever one was better, that one came first. Hachi garsina, ketzad derech iluyo, harosh v'haregel, hechaza v'hagora, ushtei defanos, v'haoketz v'haregel, ushtei yodai. Right? That the last thing was the two front legs. So Mar says, v'aksiv kol nesach tov yerech v'kosif, alma yerech mali mikosif. The, what's it called, the thigh, which is the leg, l'chara was better than the shoulder. So why does the leg go last? If we're going according to the chashivas of the Evarim, the leg should come before the shoulder, and the leg is the last. Where it says hahi bikusha, that's a skinny animal. A skinny animal, the leg is more chashiv than the shoulder. But in a fat animal, there's more fat on the shoulder than there is on the leg. So this is talking about they used to bring a korban atama, they bring a nice fat animal. So the fat animal, the leg, came after the shoulder. Omar Rava, Bein Tana Didon, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Basra Iluya de Bisra Azlinan. Right? Our Tana and Rabbi Yossi both hold you go according to the Chashivas of the Evarim. Okay? That's why our Tana has the order that he has. Mar Ozel Basra Ivra de Bisra. One holds you go according to the various parts of the body. Which one's more Chashiv? Mar Ozel Basra Shamna de Bisra. The other one says you go after which one's fatter. Not which is more chashiv, which is fatter. So they both hold you go after the more important aver. The question is, what makes it more important? It's fatter, or it's what's it called, the more chashiv aver? Rashi bechusha yerech mali de olim. Right, in a skinny animal, the thigh, in other words, a leg, is more important than the kosef. But in a fat animal, it's the opposite. Tana didon, tana masnisin lo omer kechad minayol. The tana of our mission doesn't say like any of these. Not derech ilucho, not derech minitucho, not derech iluyo. So who does he all like? Who's the Tana of our mission? Mar ozul basar ivra, Tana didon, holy chacher ilui godl ha'ivarim. He goes according to the size of the ivarim. The bigger aver comes first. That's the one that's more chasher. For Rabbi Yossi, holy chacher ilui hashomei. And Rabbi Yossi also holds. You go after according to which one is the more chasher ve'aver, but you don't do it by size, you do it by fat. Which one's fatter? Okay, so now the Gemara says, according to everybody, my time a solka regal bahare resha. Right? Why does the regal go together with the head? Mishum de resha nefishi beyatzamos, carve a regal bahade. Right? Since the head is full of bones, so it doesn't have too much meat on it to be makter. So what's it called? You brought the regal with it. Now, Shaila is why dafka the regal? So that Yerushalmi says, because when the head picks up, that regel picks up with it. The Kulei Alma Mias Rosh Kari Bari. Everybody holds all the head goes first, right? Even if the ones who hold that you bring it the way that you skin it, which is backwards, you don't bring the tail first, you bring the head first. Why? Where do we know that no matter what the order is, the head always goes first? Minolan, the Tanya Minayin LaRoshu Pether Shekod Min L'Choloi Varim. How do you know that the Rosh and the Pether are nikter before all the other Evorim? They're Tamad Lomar Es Rosho V'Es Pidro the Orach. Right? First you bring the head, and the Pether is the fat, right? And then, what's it called, and then La'orach, then you bring the other Evorim. So no matter what the order is, everybody agrees the head and the Pether come first. The Idach Pether Achrina Lamai Asa. There's a second pasuk that mentions Pidro. Pether is the fat, right, that's from the Beis HaShechita. So what's that come to tell me? L'chinitanya. That comes to tell me another halacha. Aside from the fact that the Rosh and the Pether are nikter first, right, there's another halacha. Keitzer ha-ya-oseh, nosin is ha-peder ha-beis ha-shechita. You put the Pether to cover the place where the neck is cut. U-ma-le-yu, and then you have to bring it up. Zeu derech kovet shul-ma-ila. It shouldn't be the open gash of the shechita, shouldn't be visible. You should put the Pether on it. So Tosa says, if that's the case, just you need the second pasuk. Because if you're covering the Beis HaShechita with the Pether, of course you're makter that together with the Rosh. He says, no, it's not necessary. Maybe you just put it on, cover it, and then you're makter the Rosh, take this off, and you're makter this later. So you need two psukim. One to tell me that the Rosh comes first, and that you cover the Rosh, the Beis HaShechita with the Pether, and that you're makter the Pether also before the other things. That's the second pasuk. To Rashi. The Idach Pether, Kro Achrina Ksiv, Es HaNesachim, Es HaRosh, V'Es HaPader. Another pasuk says, Nesachim, the Rosh, and the Pader. What do you need that pasuk for? Now we already know that the Pether goes with the Rosh. Well, it says, no, that for that you need L'may Osa, Cho Af Heim Bechlal HaNesachim. It's also Bechlal. What's the reason that it mentioned separately? Just say, Es HaNesachim, all the pieces. Now we know the Rosh and the Pether is part of the pieces. The Bishla Maharosh Darshin Levishita School indeed Srich Levisha Nember Vihivshit Viorchu Ainleu Bechlal Aricha El Nesachim Shein Bechlal Hefshit. Right? I need the Rosh to be mentioned a second time because I might think that you don't put the Rosh on the Mizbeach Bechlal because it says Vihivshit Viorach. When you skin it, you put the things that you skinned on the Mizbeach. You never skin the head. The head isn't skinned. So I might think you don't put it Bechlal. It's not there when you skin the what's it called the animal because you already took the head off, right? Tamid lomer es harosh. You also put the rosh on the maracha too. El a peder bechlal hamufshatim. Who the mic? Where was the peder mentioned? Peder is part of what you're mafshit the animal. That's part of this fat too. Derech kavod the fisher beis hashchita meluchlech begdam harosh. The Beis HaShechita is full of blood from the head, right? And it doesn't look nice. So you cover it with the Pether. What exactly is the Pether? Say over there what the Chelev. Which Chelev? From where? Okay. This is the Chelev from the inside of the animal. In other words, you take the Chelev from the inside and you makter that together with the neck, would you cover the head, would you cover the bloody Beis HaShechita with that, right? The Pether is not by the neck, it's inside the animal by the stomach inside, but you take that off and you use that to cover the neck.